expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. And Jill is a marriage and family therapist and practices in Sandpoint. We get together every month and talk about mental health issues, family issues, fitness, and this is our usual holiday issue where we're going to be talking about boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Also, something really important is how we're handling grief. You know, a lot of people are going through a lot this time of year.
Yes.
And how to help our friends and family members kind of maneuver with their grief through the holidays. And if there's time, we're going to be talking about the new science of gift giving.
Yes.
So
yes,
lots
yes,
to
yes.
cover.
Yes.
But how are you, Jill?
I'm good. You know, it's so intense this time of the year. And we had a really good Thanksgiving. And we survived, all seven of us and four labs in one small house. It was actually really fun.
Good.
We had some wonderful times. And looking forward to having my kids come home and then escaping to the Caribbean.
I'm so jealous.
I have to say, it's like, okay, Jill, you can get through this next week and a half.
You know, especially because I'm really, you know, the weather is just kind of gray.
Oh my gosh.
And dreary.
And you can't ski.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. Everybody's a little grumpy because the skiing's not good.
Yeah.
So.
And even as you... the people that are trying to do Nordic, you know, down lower, it's just not available.
No.
So it's just kind of sad.
I know. So I'm glad for the escape, and I hope when we come back that we'll have snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? What's happening, baby?
We're all baby now. Yeah. My daughter, Jessie, is going to have her baby on January 2nd.
Yay.
So first grandchild. I'm so excited. And it's hilarious because every time I think about it, I get all emotional. And I've just been waiting for this for a long time. And I had great, wonderful grandmothers, and my mom is fantastic. And so I can't wait to see how I grandmother.
Yes.
You know, and already I'm planning adventures to take him into the woods and hike. And, you know, instead of... I want to be able to put them in a backpack. I always had my kids in a backpack.
Yeah.
And took them wherever I went.
Everywhere.
So, you know, Jeff and I are looking at, okay, is this vehicle going to work? Do we need to get a different vehicle? Like, how are we going to do these things? So, his name's Jamie. So when Jamie's here, we can be grandparents, the best grandparents we can be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm envious, and I know that you will be an amazing grandparent.
It's going to be great.
I'm excited for you. Yes.
So, really, that's what we're doing. Christmas is the same, you know, the kids are here, so it's easier. Bailey will be coming over, and we'll see my folks Christmas Eve and my brother, and just we're keeping some of those traditions.
How about your niece?
My niece, that's to be determined.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
we'll
talk during break.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what her plans are. My brother hasn't told me yet, but either way, we'll be getting together, and it's hard, though, with such a change coming,
Yes.
Right in the new year to be focused on Christmas. But I do have all the presents wrapped and ready to go.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, so yes, it does change the quality of the holiday when you know you're anticipating the birth.
Huh.
And so it shifts the focus a little bit.
Yep,
but
sure.
You know, that's kind of how it is. And that when we get to the place where we're talking about grief, right?
Yeah.
Is how do we meld what's happening in our lives that are... that's big,
right?
With the holiday, and how do we navigate?
That'll be great because it is kind of in my brain. I know my friend from New York just checked in. I'm like, I'm kind of just spinning.
Yes.
You know, I really want to take it one day at a time and live in this day. Like
yes.
I'm meeting a great friend today for lunch after the show. I don't want to maintain my connections and the relationships, but not go to January 2nd. But it's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And trying to figure out which rituals can really adhere to and what might need to be kind of let go if we're in a year where something big is interfering with our focus.
And we have done that, and it did give a little relief to my, you know, because usually we have two big days of gathering, and I'm like, I can't.
Good for you.
And
good boundary, Jess.
Yes. And we also know that, you know, Jesse set some boundaries. Like, Mom, I'm not, you know, I'm going to be able to travel if it's good weather.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to drive up to Sandpoint if I feel worried at all.
Yeah.
Because she's delivering at Deaconess. And so I get that. you know, and everyone's being, you know, yes, we agree. So, it, but change.
Yes.
Change, change, change.
And boundaries, yeah. Which is what I'm, it's good that we're having this conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's take a break. And when we'll come back, we'll start that discussion on boundaries over the holidays and basically boundaries year round.
Yes.
Right. You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Winterizing your home involves a number of maintenance measures. At Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, their expanded hardware department has you covered for your winter maintenance. Traction sand, snow shovels, ice melt, and easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. They also have stovepipe fittings and adapters. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, helping their neighbors for over 50 years. Open 7 days a week on Fifth Avenue in Sandpoint.
0% interest for 84 months on all Bobcat compact tractors is now available at Northern Idaho Power Sports. Bobcat compact tractors are the anything done around the house rig, from blowing snow to moving dirt in heated and enclosed cab comfort. 0% for 84 months is an incredible deal. So come take advantage of these great interest rates now at Northern Idaho Power Sports, just 1.5 miles north of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Go to northernidahopowersports.com.
Do you want to lose weight and actually keep it off? Do you want to learn how to cultivate a balanced lifestyle after your weight loss? Hi, I'm Dr. Cameron Vandenberg, owner of Intermountain Wellness in Sandpoint.
And I'm Alyssa, Intermountain's nutritionist, and we are with you every step of the way. Our functional approach to care is proactive instead of reactive and uses detailed blood analysis. Our program helps you to lower inflammation in your body, reset your hypothalamus, and effectively lose weight.
Call 208-263-2247 to find out about our limited discounts at Intermountain Wellness.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
This is Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden, and I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. Jill is a marriage and family therapist and practices in Sandpoint. And we get together every month to talk about health and fitness topics. And this month, we're going to be talking about how to respect boundaries with loved ones. That's our first one. So take it away, Jill.
So it's interesting because just timing-wise, this has come up in both my professional life and my personal life. And it's such a thing around the holidays. And at Thanksgiving, people had experiences where one adult needed to leave her parents' home because it just wasn't working, yeah. And the parents were really upset and sure. Angry. And then when we were down visiting my daughter, we had to navigate some boundaries because sure. I wanted to be sensitive to her needs and things. So this is something that I see as really pertinent to the season, mm-hmm. that as we're spending time together as families, we need to be much more conscious of this issue of boundaries.
Sure.
So actually, according to research, an estimated 75% of the American population admits to wanting to escape family members from time to time during the holidays.
Wow.
Surprise, surprise. Three quarters.
Wow.
And most people say that they're only able to stand about 4 hours at a time before they need to step outside for a break. Right?
Well, think about it. I mean, especially in our age groups where we have older adult parents and then our kids are adult, young adults.
Yep.
There's a lot of growing times with all the different people and everyone. There's so much change going on.
Yes. Yes. So it is challenging.
Yeah.
And even though we all want connection, people in your family might have their own feelings and needs. We don't all experience the same.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to spend every second you can with them, but they might need more space, right? And this is the reverse of the situation that I had. The parents wanted the kid, the daughter there, and she needed some space, and they got offended and hurt. And this is the thing that I think is really important. It doesn't mean that they love you any less.
Right.
They just have different needs.
Exactly.
And that's the core piece. We can't equate time spent with how much I love you.
Yes.
And that there has to be this understanding and tolerance that we're not all extroverts.
Right.
And sometimes we need to do self-care in order to be with our people again.
Yeah. See, I'm an introvert, and I am definitely in that realm where I love my family.
Yes.
But it becomes too much. And
yes.
I start to kind of check out and withdraw. And it must be obvious, you know, I would think. I'm not trying to hurt anyone's feelings. And I'm not definitely still interested, but it just becomes overwhelming at a point.
Yes. And for me, if I'm with all seven for too long, it's too much. Mm-hmm. So I really, one of the ways that I take care of myself is I go spend time with one of my kids. Like Cammie and I will spend a day going to Spokane together, just the two of us.
Yeah.
And that feels like a relief.
Yes.
Because if there are too many people, it's kind of overstimulating, especially with all the dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Then you add the pet element.
Yes. Yeah. The pet element's definitely relevant to this.
Yeah.
So if someone verbalizes their need for boundaries, respecting those requests is really the best thing you can do to honor your relationship. So important that you're able to do that. And I think it's important to remember that saying no is not only okay, it can be healthy.
Yes.
No is really just an expression of what someone knows about what their boundaries, and they're talking about their needs and their desires and what works for them. So really important that we don't villainize someone for saying no or setting a boundary or saying, I need to leave early, right?
Right.
What we want to do is to try to put yourself in their shoes and understand, okay, this is what they need to do to take care of themselves.
Exactly. Try to get your ego out of that. Because
I mean,
I can see, like, when Bailey comes home, I get so excited because I don't get to see her very often. But she's an independent, young, amazing woman who's got friends in the area, other things she needs to do. And so it's really important for me not to take it personally.
Absolutely.
She says, Mom, I've got to go, you know, do this. But it is hard.
Yeah.
We love our kids.
Yeah. And, you know, if there are times when the kids say, when we have a plan, so say for New Year's Eve, are you going to be here for the party? And your daughter says, well, we're going to go be with our friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And that you don't take it personally and you don't get angry and you don't beat yourself up feeling like, what did I do wrong? None of those things. That you just say, oh, no, that's good. Do what you need to do
and
to take care of yourself.
And then use that time to look at something else to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So the first tip is don't get offended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
And it's probably the hardest.
Yes. So if you're challenged by the boundary someone has set with you, for example, if your sibling doesn't want to talk about politics at the dinner table and which happens.
Yeah.
That's very real.
Yeah.
Consider asking yourself how you're viewing the intentions of the boundary maker. Yeah?
Yeah.
If you're convinced that they have malevolent intentions, then it's easier to dismiss the request. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with them, right? Blame them. But if you're able to put yourself in a position where you see that their intentions are good, then it's easier to respect their wishes, right? So if somebody doesn't want to talk politics, even if you want to, you can say, maybe that degree of conflict makes them uncomfortable. They're doing it to make that there be less tension in the family. Right. Yeah? Which I think is true.
It's a rule. We don't talk politics at family functions.
I think that's really
it
wise.
It makes me anxious. And it's me, my anxiety over, like, what's going to happen? And really nothing really does.
Yes.
But I don't like it.
Yes. So. Well, and sometimes I have to get up and leave the room because it's just...
I don't want to. I think there's plenty of other things to talk about.
Yes. So I think having that boundary, but making the boundaries in advance, ideally. Yeah.
For sure.
So try not to get offended when somebody establishes a clear line with you, and appreciate that they're making an effort to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Because if it, you know, that's about the relationship. If I'm telling you what I'm thinking and feeling, that means I care about the relationship. Even if it leads to a difficult conversation, that honesty will strengthen your relationship as long as you're willing to have the conversation to begin with. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, the next one is realizing that there are benefits to boundaries, right?
Yes.
So this is a kind of a classic thing. When we spend time with our families of origin, we can regress.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah? Because everybody's used to a certain dynamic. Mm-hmm. And if you don't go along with that dynamic, you're going to get some pushback.
Sure.
Oftentimes, right?
Yeah.
So we're used to that, right? So if you're... if you're from a family where people are bickering with your siblings, or you're fighting about who should unload the dishwasher, notice how you're behaving toward that, right? Mm-hmm. Are you responding the way you used to, or are you feeling like, I don't want to go there anymore?
Right.
I'm different. I've changed.
Yeah.
In our relationship with family, saying no is crucial, because otherwise we behave as if we're still a child.
Right.
Yeah. And that usually doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
If I behave in a way that I feel is not congruent with who I am, that's problematic. If we never set boundaries, the relationships don't evolve, mm-hmm. because everyone oversteps all the time and has unrealistic expectations.
Well, and I think, you know, we're talking about the kids, but like, so what, that's something that I kind of go through with, and Jeff, we are hosting, but we would like those roles to change.
Yes.
Where mom and dad are the ones who clean up everything and put the kitchen away. Like, that would be important for us to set a boundary saying,
yes,
hey, we need different roles. Like, we would like to see you guys.
Yes.
We're doing this. Everyone takes a job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and that's something I'm very, very grateful for, mm-hmm. is my kids absolutely clean up.
That's
because
great.
They know that I'm the one who's responsible for cooking the dinner. And so I will let them clean up the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So those are good things to realize, right? And establishing or accepting limits with family sets the relationship up for growth and acknowledges that we're grown up. So in this couple, I mean, family that I was working with the other day, the daughter had a habit of kind of accommodating and pleasing, and it got her to a place where it wasn't working for her anymore.
Right.
So when she did speak up and set a limit, her family freaked out because they weren't used to her behaving that way.
Oh, yeah.
So the earlier you begin taking care of yourself,
yep.
the better.
Yeah, and it is. I've been through that, not in that situation, but doing self-work and then all of a sudden setting the boundaries. And it does take some time.
Yes.
It can be kind of intense. And it works out in the end. But that initial switch.
Yeah.
Some people aren't ready for that.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So that that willing mm-hmm. to be flexible.
Sure.
So when somebody you love sets a limit, they aren't just establishing what they do or don't want. They're also establishing, and I think this is important, how they want to be seen which is as a mature, emotionally intelligent adult with self-respect.
Sure.
And the ability to self-care.
Yeah.
So by respecting the boundary they've set, you're telling them that you see them that way too, and that you're honoring their growth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our boundary discussion. You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
So yeah, I had a hard time.
Merry Christmas from Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now. Plus, they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pend Oreille. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Mountain Traders in Elmira is bringing back the old-fashioned joys of Christmas. Stop by for candy-making demonstrations, plus late-night shopping every Saturday this month until 7 p.m. Mountain Traders is also hosting a raffle benefiting the Life Choices Pregnancy Center. Tickets are just $5, and you could win a professionally designed gingerbread house valued at $500. Drawing December 20th, just 10 miles north of Pend Oreille on Highway 95. Go to mountaintraders.net.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-6158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-6158. That's 800-736-6158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-6158. Again, 800-736-6158.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barton. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, and she practices in Sandpoint. And right now we're talking about how to respect boundaries that our loved ones may be setting.
Yes. Well, I like this next piece of advice. Operate from a place of desire, not obligation. Mm. So let me explain. If you want to set some boundaries of your own, consider this. Come from a place of desire, what you want, mm-hmm. rather than from a place of obligation or what you have to have, okay. right? Let's say that your parent expects you to come home for a week during the holidays. You might realize what I really feel like doing is skipping it, or that you only want to go for a couple of days.
Right.
This is crucial information because if you went for a week accommodating your parents, feeling that way, you would probably act out in one way or another, right?
Sure.
Because you don't really want to do that. Instead, act on your desire. So instead of creating boundaries based on what you don't want to happen, consider viewing boundaries from the perspective of what you do want. Mm-hmm. Tell the parent you won't be there for a week by informing them that you're looking forward to spending a few days with them.
Mm-hmm.
right? So I don't want to spend a week with you. Right. That's not what we're doing. We're doing said, I'd love to come for a few days, right? That's desire.
That sounds so much better.
Much easier to swallow, right?
I could handle that a lot easier.
Yes, yes. So check in with yourself about the holidays and what you do and don't want to do as soon as possible. So don't leave sharing those plans with the people you love until the last minute, right? It's very important.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're uncomfortable with all the dogs coming to the house, then early on say, listen, it just feels too overwhelming. Here's what we'd like. Yeah. So don't wait to do it. Mm-hmm. And don't, the other thing a lot of people do is they don't want to bring up conflict. So they allow all these dogs to happen, and then they're resentful, and it's a problem.
I can't tell you the number of people that have that issue with dogs.
Yes. Yes. It's common.
It's all of a sudden this thing.
Yes. Everybody wants to travel with their dogs, and they just assume that it's okay to bring their dogs, and it may not be.
Right, exactly.
So I think that's something to be very clear about, what you can tolerate and what you can't. Because, if you don't do it in advance, you may end up doing something you don't want to because it feels too late, or you'll let them down at the last minute and wind up feeling bad.
Or you implode.
What?
Or you get into the situation and have a complete meltdown.
Yes, right. People need to know where you stand.
Yeah, exactly.
So be open about it. Mm-hmm. So the next tip is don't get offended.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
If you're challenged by the boundary someone set with you, like for example, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure what a family wants from you, then it might be time for a little introspection with yourself before you have a conversation with anyone else.
Yeah.
So get really clear about what you can and can't tolerate.
Right.
Check in with yourself about why you think there might be an issue. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what we've said or done is fine, but due to our people-pleasing and anxiety, we assume, for instance, that we've crossed a line by speaking up about something. Mm-hmm. If you do know that you've overstepped but aren't sure what you did exactly or how to avoid it in the future, communicate.
Yeah.
So that's what this...
I think communication is so key.
Yes.
Also because, you know, a lot, I think, like as a parent, I'm just continuing down a path. But in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I'd be fine with changing things a little bit.
Like, yes.
This is becoming a lot as the family grew. Like we did this with gift giving. Like we still, like this year I'm looking and thinking this is too much.
Yeah.
And now that we have a little guy coming, maybe it's a perfect time for us to readdress what we're doing here.
Yes.
Because, and so that I'm taking opportunities like that and stop the assumption that everyone's on board with continuing on the same way when really with a discussion we may find that we're kind of like ready to make adjustments.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Now the communication is such a key. And if there's a problem at an event, you know, one of the things that I've been doing with families is that I facilitate a conversation because sometimes people are scared to have the conversation.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And they may say, oh, we don't need to talk about it. But if one person says, no, I think we do, then if you can involve a therapist to support you and facilitate, you can maybe work through it. So don't avoid dealing with things. Don't let an awkward silence build up between you. Look at the issue and clear the air.
Yeah.
And it's okay if people aren't happy with the boundaries you want to set, right?
Yeah, for sure.
They don't have to have a perfect reaction. What's important is that you do what you need to do to take care of yourself.
Amen.
Yeah?
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's transition now. We're going to talk about how to deal with grief during the holidays, and this is a really important topic. I don't know about you, Jill, but I just am seeing a lot of friends going through loss right now.
Yes. And so this topic came up and it's very near to my heart. I lost a dear friend this year. Another dear friend just died a week and a half ago. Another friend is, you know, in the hospital, not doing well. My dog is fading, right? So I feel the heaviness of all of this, right? And it can be really difficult when you're trying to juggle the awareness of impermanence, knowing that there is loss or impending loss, and the festivities and joy of the season,
right?
So how do we navigate that?
Yeah.
What do you do if you recently lost someone close to you? what if you feel a connection to the conflicts going around in the world? And boy, that's something that I'm feeling.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
How can you not?
I had to the other day. We were listening to NPR. I said, "Oh, honey, we have to turn this off.
Yeah.
I can't take one more
no.
source of pain.
Yeah.
We've got to do this." And so, how do you navigate what's supposed to be a joyous time of the year when you're dealing with grief and loss?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is an interesting idea that came up. I liked this. We've been taught to think about grief in a certain way, like the stages of grief, right? Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And so we have, the first stage is denial, and then there's bargaining and anger and and acceptance. So we have that idea that grief is linear,
right.
But it is not, mm-hmm. right? Grief is an individual experience. We go back and forth, up and down, and diagonally around grief. It's a lot of things,
yeah.
but it isn't linear.
Right.
And I know for me, my own experience of someone who committed suicide, there are times when I'm angry,
sure.
times when I'm sad, times when I feel the presence of this person, which is mm-hmm. wonderful, but there's a whole range of emotions, and it isn't linear at all.
No.
Right? It changes. So accepting that,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, the other novel idea is that we, and it's being delineated now, is that we have different styles of grieving. And that's why the holidays
yeah.
might be really difficult. And people don't think about this, that
right.
we have different styles of grief. And that's one of the reasons why it's tricky during the holidays, because we expect people to process grief the way that we are, and we're not the same.
Right.
So she delineates two types of styles. One is intuitive and one is instrumental. Now, I think that there are more
right.
personally,
yeah.
but this is what her research showed.
Okay.
So for intuitive grievers, we know you're grieving because you show it to us
mm-hmm.
through your emotions. There's crying, there's anger. That is very open and overt. And the other side of that are the instrumental grievers. Somebody who's got an instrumental grieving style, for instance, might be someone who puts together a 5K race in honor of somebody or creates a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
They experience the grief through doing.
Yeah.
Yeah? Now, I think that there's another grief style,
sure.
which is to bury, right? To say,
yeah.
this is over and done, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
But we know statistically that when a child dies, the percentage of couples who split up after the death of a child is extremely high
mm-hmm.
because of this difference in grieving style, right?
Oh, yeah.
And typically men and women, I mean, just this is generic, but women tend to be more emotional.
Yeah.
Men tend to be more of that, we just need to figure this out and move on.
Okay.
And so this is problematic, and it's super problematic during the holidays, right? So when that happens in a couple, we can feel isolated because our partner doesn't share our grieving style. They're showing their grief in a very different way, and it makes us feel even more isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Then what we see is that couples tend to get judgmental, and there's a breakdown of communication. So the instrumental grievers are saying, "Why are you still crying? We need to move on.
Be doing things.
Yeah, let's yeah. kind of get on with our life." The intuitive grievers in their tough moments are, "Why aren't you crying?
Yeah.
Right? What's wrong with you?"
You're right.
And there is judgment on both
sure.
sides. So if we're able to just accept that people process grief differently
mm-hmm.
and we don't say there's a right way or a wrong way, and we're able to be tolerant and maybe talk about it,
right.
that's much more effective. So there's another thing. Do we continue certain traditions in a time of grieving?
That's a great question.
So that's kind of what we referenced
yeah.
early. Let's just say, you know, putting up Christmas stockings. What if you've lost
right.
a person and you have this Christmas stocking?
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
What do you do?
Yeah?
Yeah.
So those kinds of traditions and rituals can activate and trigger all sorts of hard things. And especially in that first and second year, trying to resurrect all those old traditions can be problematic. And again, this is another time when those conversations need to be had ahead of time.
Yes.
What can you tolerate? You know, Do we want to have a place at the table for the person who's no longer there?
Right.
Do we not? So I think there's not a right or wrong. It's a matter of if those fears or expectations are not expressed, mm-hmm. we can bump into problems.
Yeah. Let's take a break, Jill. Okay. We'll continue this discussion on grief during the holidays, and hopefully we'll get into some topics. How do we can support people who are going through that?
Yes.
Yeah. You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Love your work, but not where you work? Winter Ridge is hiring. Join a team where employees are seen and heard, hard work is rewarded, and internal growth is actively cultivated and encouraged. All positions come with competitive pay, on-the-job training, insurance at full time, store discounts, and more. Do what you love, where you love. Join us. Apply online via Indeed.com or WinterRidgeFoods.com. Winter Ridge, your community choice at the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is your locally family-owned and operated Lennox Premier Dealer. What does that mean to you? Premier Dealers are among the select few in the industry who uphold exceptional service, product training, and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. That's the premier difference. Working with AGE Heating and Cooling is one of the smartest decisions you can make for your home comfort. Call today, 208-603-2210, or visit online at ageheatingandcooling.com. ID HVAC Contractors License Number 059041.
Save big at BuyMart with our Christmas Savings Book. Pick up a copy in-store or find it at BuyMart.com. Save $100 on a Philips 55-inch HD Class Roku Smart TV. Member priced at just $249.99. Get a Toshiba 1-cubic-foot microwave for $99.99. Members save $60. Plus save 25% on all fragrance and beauty gift sets. Save more this Christmas season at BuyMart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
Sick and tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Spokane Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 509-486-7868. 509-486-7868. That's 509-486-7868. SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Are you looking for the good old-fashioned customer service that your parents experienced? You know, where people actually care about each other? Well, at North Idaho Collision Repair Center, we value our customers and their satisfaction above all else. When fixing your vehicle, our focus is on your needs. Through the entire 5-step repair process, we'll take the confusion and frustration out of your accident. Call us today at 208-267-9995 and ask for Shane. North Idaho Collision Repair Center, where quality matters.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed on Michigan Street. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, and she practices in Sandpoint. And right now we're talking about how to deal with grief during the holidays, and we all process it differently. And then there are friends who, like, I had this question. We were in commercial, and I'm like, I'm going to ask this because I can't be the only one going through it, but you know, when you are someone who has some good things happening and you have a friendship, and maybe the friend is dealing with not necessarily even a loss, but an illness or caring for a spouse, you want to share, because you're friends, not to go, oh, look at my life is so great, but just important things that are happening. But I worry about, is that even cool to do? You know, and it can come back to bite you. I've chosen not to do that before, and it's come back to bite me, because why wouldn't you tell me?
Right. So my experience is that we need to make space for both. Mm-hmm. I got the most wonderful, heartfelt email from my best friend who lives in California. And she was really putting her heart out there for the losses that in that I'm experiencing right now and sharing some of hers. And she also said, and I know you must be really excited to spend time with your kids. So I think that the more that we can make space for both, because that's life.
Right.
Right? There's impermanence and there's connection. So I think honoring them both. It's interesting you say this, and I love Christmas holiday movies, right?
Yeah.
And we found one kind of on this topic.
Oh, interesting.
It's a pretty interesting one called Best Christmas Ever.
Oh.
And it really looks at how we can want to gloss over the losses and not deal with them, and what are the ramifications if we don't communicate with people we love about what's really going on in our life.
Sure.
So anyway, it's well
it's
done.
A good one. All right.
I think it's a good one. So just to finish up on this, is there any more questions?
I'm sure I will.
Okay. But. So what I would suggest as we approach this is have a plan for what kinds of things you will and won't do in this year of transition. Mm-hmm. Having that conversation early on, and having that conversation and plan release some of the pressure and some of the anxiety.
Yeah.
And we do have to find a place in our life that honors the people we've lost, but allows us to continue living. So that's, I think, really what's important is we can have that joy and grief simultaneously and making sure that we can talk about both.
Yeah, I think talking about it is, again, the key.
Yeah.
And speaking of talking, I mentioned last night to you that I found this on Facebook. My friend had posted it, who's very connected and worked with hospice. Anyway, these are 12 things to say to a grieving friend instead of happy holidays.
Please. Yeah. I'm glad.
So it's very helpful. And it is from, let's see, it says help text. So it must be a site you can look for. But one thing to say is, I'm thinking of you during this season, instead of happy holidays, or I'm here for you if you need to talk or just be together. I think that is a really great one.
Yes. Yes.
It's okay to remember and honor and you, the name during the holidays, and I'm thinking of them too.
Yeah.
I know the season can be tough, and I'm here to support you. You don't have to put on a brave, merry face for me. It's okay to grieve no matter how long it's been. Now, that one to me is so important because we've talked about this before on other shows. I think it's people who go through loss get a lot of support right away.
Yep.
And for maybe, I don't know, a month, 2 months, 3 months.
Yep.
But loss is forever.
Well, my dad died 54 years ago on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And I oftentimes cry on Christmas Day. That doesn't go away.
No.
No. And again, making space for that. As much as I love Christmas and being with my kids, I miss my dad.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think you're right. Grief is not transitory. It's enduring. Mm-hmm. And it may shift, but
yeah,
it's there.
And I think it's really important for if you're a really great friend to remember to reach out.
Yeah.
And take time. Like I try to make notes of what people are going through and surgeries, things like that. So I know I need to follow up.
Right.
You know, so that's a good thing to do instead
that's
of a present.
That's a really good
like,
thing
make
to
an
do.
Effort. Yeah.
Make I love that effort. You keep a list and that's wonderful, Jen.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Take it one day at a time. I'll be checking in. Another great one. Your feelings are valid, and I'm here to listen. This is another great one. If you need a break from the holiday rush, I'm here to help. So maybe
Aww.
Just going for a hike.
Yeah.
You know, pulling them out of the situation.
Yeah.
I'm lighting a candle and hanging an ornament, baking cookies this year in memory of
your
person. I can run errands or help wrap gifts if you need. If you'd like, we can adjust our plans to make this holiday more low-key and peaceful.
Mm.
So
nice.
Those are some great ones.
Those are wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing those. Those are really helpful.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm thinking I might want
to give that to you.
Yes, I'd like to repost that because...
Yeah, let's do that. I'll find it and we'll share it on our functional health site and our personal sites.
I would love that because there are losses in history.
For sure.
So should we finish it up with the new science of gift giving?
Yeah,
I like this. There was some fun research. Yeah. So not surprising, but the new science looking at giving is that it's contagious.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. So the research shows that if I'm given something by somebody else, I'm more likely to give to other people in subsequent interactions. So it breeds more giving.
All right.
Here's the other thing, right? When we surround ourselves with generous people, we tend to feel the same mm-hmm. and be more generous. Mm-hmm. So there's this exchange of energy or reciprocity that means that there's a domino effect with giving. Now, here's one thing about that, yeah? It can be exhausting to buy.
Oh, for sure.
So if we're talking about gift giving, an alternative, and I think this is true, as we get older, things, we don't want things anymore.
Oh,
we want fewer things.
Exactly.
So one of the things I've tried to do is give people consumables. Mm-hmm. If it's something I've handmade or maybe a bottle of champagne or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is experiences.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we do a lot in our family is we gift each other massages or facials or pedicures or something like that. But here's another idea that I really liked. Buy them a park pass or theater tickets or invite them out to dinner with you. Mm-hmm. When we give experiences to people, they're almost, by definition, more personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can be reflective of our relationship with them. So if you have a friend who loves art, give them a museum membership or pass. Yeah. Take somebody you love camping.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. We build in the fabric of our relationship to gift giving, and we make it more special if we know what it is that would be an experience that they would mm-hmm. love and to do it with them, ideally. Yeah. So the other piece is it's always a good idea to be present when someone receives the gift you're giving.
Oh, interesting.
I hadn't thought about this before.
No, I didn't even think about that.
But research shows that this can give an extra lift to see the gratitude or someone's face up light up in thanks.
Yeah, I think that's great. I got my friend in New York a hat, and I just thought of her. And so I sent it, and, you know, instead of, we're not in the same town.
Right.
But I got this picture of just glowing, so excited. It was that's amazing.
You know,
like, that is awesome.
Well, what we have done in the past is to Zoom when someone's opening presents.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Yeah, yeah. If you're not there, you can say, let's Zoom while you're doing this because I want to see your reaction.
Yeah.
But part of that science is, so yes, it's reciprocal mm-hmm. that that giving experiences can be really more meaningful, but that importance of sharing the receiving with the other person.
I like it. And some of the things that we're thinking of doing in our family are, like, my parents just rescued a dog that can't really be left alone. So it's limiting their ability to go places.
Yes.
So, like, even the gift of, I'll dog sit this afternoon so you can go to town, you know, or doing dog walks, you know, activities like that. And even we talked about making meals, like we have the baby coming, so maybe it's, you know, making meals once a month for the new babies. Family.
Yes.
You know, things like that. It doesn't have to be huge.
No.
Things make a big difference.
So being more creative about doing things, experiencing rather than things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, happy holidays.
You too.
I'll see you in January. We're talking fitness in January, people.
Yay.
You've been listening to Functional Health Radio.